Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
On the day the Confederate troops fired on Fort Sumter, South Carolina in April 1861, Minnesota's governor, Alexander Ramsey, happened to be in Washington, D.C. It was clear the Civil War was underway, and Ramsey was eager to get some Minnesotans into the fight.
He literally raced over to the War Department.
Historian Matthew Cassidy.
Scrawled on a piece of paper, Minnesota will pledge 1,000 militia to fight for the Union Army, which ended up becoming the 1st Minnesota Regiment.
Cassidy says pledging troops to the war early wasn't just about politics.
Minnesota was a brand new state. It was kind of a way to prove Minnesota's mettle.
The 1st Minnesota Regiment's most famous engagement was at Gettysburg in July 1863. On the second day of that battle, Minnesota soldiers held off advancing Confederates long enough for the rest of the Union troops to withdraw to a safer position. Cassidy says over 80% of the Minnesota soldiers fighting that day at Gettysburg were killed, wounded, or captured.
They went down in glory for saving the Union line on the second day.
By the time the Civil War ended in 1865, Minnesota had furnished 25,000 soldiers to the Union Army.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.